Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 51 of the 5-Minute Major Podcast of St. Louis. We are joined by another special guest. We told you guys we have a bunch coming on. This is the first of many. Miss Dale Ross, she just got drafted to the New York Sirens. She played for St. Cloud State, just from a really small town up in Alberta, which we're going to ask a bunch of questions about. So we cannot wait to talk to you, Dale. Congrats for being drafted. And a heck of a college career.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll kind of start with, I know we were chatting before the podcast, so you're in a little bit of a recovery right now after playing through a pretty extensive injury. How you feeling? You're excited. Sounds like you're going to be cleared, hopefully December 9th is what you're saying. So how's this recovery process been for you?
It's good. Definitely different. I'm so used to being so strong and just pushing through everything. Now I had to get surgery and they're like, you can't walk. And I'm like, oh, well, gotta learn how to walk again, learn how to run again, skate. So it's a bit different. And for hockey players, our quads are so big that like I have to build so much more muscle to even get close to my other leg. So it's been a challenge, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, no, I have no doubt that is. I didn't even think about the, like, you're relearning how to skate. Like, your whole body mechanics are just off from that. Then, wow. Okay. So I was like, man, I wonder what that recovery process is for a hockey player, just because everything is from that lower half and your strength and your ability and your agility and all your edge work comes from there. But kind of jumping into your beginning days in hockey. So you grew up in Alberta. What drew you to hockey? I know you said you have some older brothers that played hockey, but what took you into the hockey world?
Well, I think like anyone from Canada, like if you're from a small town, you like kind of have to play hockey. And my dad loves hockey. And it's like the biggest sport we watch here. So, I mean, I want to be like my brothers. I more just want to be better than them. Very competitive. So I joined hockey when I was like 2 or 3 and I wasn't allowed to play yet. They'd only let me practice. So that made me even more mad. So the next year, I just wanted to play the games and actually win. So I think I was really competitive and it was like the perfect sport for me.
Yeah. What was it like growing up in that small town? Like just how many people are there? Like you're really far away from like the nearest biggest, like large city. It's like 5 hours to Edmonton. And people don't realize how far north that is, especially Americans. Just describe your lifestyle up there.
Yeah, like, honestly, when I was younger, it's like, oh, we're going for spring hockey on the weekend to Edmonton. It's 5-hour drive, 5-hour back. Like, whatever, every weekend. Like, that was normal for us. Or, like, 2-hour drive to go play hockey, right? So when I was younger, like, we go to Shinny right after school and, like, the school's right beside the hockey rink. So we walk over with our hockey skates and then go to practice. And then we come home and play ball hockey on the road. Like, all the kids in town live, like, you know, 3 blocks away from each other. Like, it's, the town's only about, like, 2 kilometers long. So, like, walking that is nothing, right? Huh. So, I mean, all my buddies, I still play softball with them in the summer. And I still go and play beer league with them all the time. So, I mean, the amount of like activity I got as a kid, I think really helped me playing all these different sports with my friends and being able to play different sports with them, like really helped me actually be super athletic.
And man, I can't imagine what beer league hockey is in up there. Like, good Lord. Cause like you think about here in the States, like, I mean, you got some guys that maybe played hockey growing up and, but like everyone, like recess in high school, in grade school, everything you're playing hockey and beer league's probably just like, it's like a junior league of hockey compared to us here.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have a senior league. So usually all the people that are done college hockey, done WHL, done junior A, come and play in these senior leagues. And some of the towns will actually pay people to come play for them if they're good players. Like, it's kind of crazy. And the hockey's really tough and rough, but they're good players. Like, they played good college hockey or good, like, WHL junior hockey. So it's pretty good. Yeah.
Hey, did your brothers play junior college, or was it mostly just local for them?
For them, it was mostly local.
Yeah.
Like, my brother worked lots, and he liked hockey, but I think he was just kind of most like nonchalant guy. He's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna play hockey till I'm done. And work, he's kind of not as competitive as me. So all of us kind of had different personalities. So that's what he wanted, and I thought that was good.
Yeah. Do people usually stay up there in Spirit River, or does the job take them elsewhere?
It really just depends. A lot of people go off to school, and then there's a lot of small schools around here that are like trade schools. So people will stay up here. Like, there's really good money to be made up here. So, and people's families, like my family came over from Scotland like 4 generations ago, and pretty much half my family is here now. So it's kind of crazy to see like people stay here, and you know, like I've on my one side of the family, there's probably like 90 cousins. Like, it's kind of crazy.
So what does your family do? What do you guys do up there in Alberta?
My family owns like a dealership and a automotive shop. So we sell tractors, cars, fixed cars, fixed tractors, stuff like that. Little things that people need, we'll go help with. So
nice.
You have a question?
No, it's all you, Mikey.
Me? Okay. Okay, you said you were a multi-sport athlete. Like, before you really focused on hockey, how did playing those other sports help you turn you into the player you are today? I think it was track and field and softball for, like, college or high school.
So, obviously, hockey was number one in my heart always. But in summer, like, I played spring hockey, and then it's like, okay, I got another month of school. What am I going to do? And I was pretty athletic. So a lot of the teachers from school are like, hey, you got to do this sport. We need someone for this sport. So I played volleyball from grade 6 to 8. And then I did baseball. I was younger than that. I think I started when I was 12 and played almost till I was, I don't know, maybe 14. And then I transitioned to softball. I did track and field. I liked cross country. I was supposed to go to, in Canada, it's like zones. So you do your zone and then you can go to provincials, which is like the province. So I was supposed to go to provincials for track and field, I think, one time. And I couldn't go because I had spring hockey. So I kind of had to like lean off on that and start doing more hockey. But I think it helped with the speed. Like, obviously, I love baseball. I didn't think of it as like work sometimes. I felt it was like more fun. I was with my buddies and I didn't have that, you know, pressure to like always make the top team. So I liked that part of it.
Yeah. So talking about making some great teams. So you played for the St. Alberta Slash, it sounds like. You were the tournament MVP. And then follow that up with Team Canada's U18 Next Gen roster. What was that experience like playing on these teams with some of these great athletes that you've played with so far?
I think, well, first I'll start with St. Albert. I really didn't want to know like if I wanted to go to a private school or St. Albert, and watching them play at Nationals for 2 years in a row, I was like, okay, like I want to go to this team. Like, but it was a lot different hockey. Like, it wasn't like, you know, you have your all-star on your team that helps you win all the games. It was a team game, and I've never played that kind of hockey before, and I think that really helped me become a better player. And then, you know, going to Nationals, like, I'm really good at getting better each game. So when we were playing, like, 6 games in 7 days, our team just kept getting better and better. And, like, then after winning, it was just like, you know, I've never won something that big. I've always been on the team that lost or we didn't do very well. Like when I played in Grand Prairie, which was like an hour away from us, we probably won like 2 games our first season. Like, you know, being on the other side of things felt pretty good, so I wanted to keep being on those better teams.
No, I don't blame you. That's I think that's the winning drive you have in you, and I think that's what you ended up taking with you to college, and now we're gonna see that in the PWHL, is that you just have this innate sense in yourself that you want to get better. And I think that's sounds like it started young and started from your family, and you're taking it forward. Yeah. But kind of jumping in, I'll kind of jump to college hockey. So you went to St. Cloud State Was that your number one choice? What was your path to college hockey? What teams did you kind of look at? And I know you ended up doing some great things at St. Cloud State, but what other schools in that did you look at?
Well, I was talking to a couple other schools, and this was kind of time during COVID. We were doing Team Canada Camp online as right after I was doing the recruiting process. So it was kind of crazy. So basically, I was looking at St. Cloud, and then I think maybe the Colgate or Cornell. It's been so long, actually. and Yale. Yale was really good at the time, my first year. But I really, honestly, when I was first year midget, I didn't even know what NCAA D1 was, which is kind of crazy because I'm from such a small town. And after looking at it, I was like, oh my gosh, all these Olympians are in the WCHA. And percentage wise, for Canadian Olympians and US Olympians and all the other nationalities, I'm like, I want to play against the best. I want to be the best. So I want to become the best. And obviously, I know I'm far from that. But to compete against them, I definitely knew that would make me that much better. To prove, say, hey, I can compete against the best. I can get better and compete with, like, the next level. So that was kind of my mindset. I'm like, I want to play. I want to play against the best. I want to get better. So going to St. Cloud was kind of more like, you know, I wanted the best hockey, WCHA hockey. And then I ended up, like, loving it there. It's small town, too, kind of. So it fit the role.
Yeah, the WCHA is stacked. I mean, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Minnesota Duluth. Holy cow. So you played against McKenna, then, I assume, because you guys were... What was it like playing against McKenna Webster?
She was fast. The first time I played against her, I didn't realize how good her hands were. And she did a little dangle along the wall, and I caught myself on the wrong side. I was like, dang it. I caught up to her again, but I was like, I didn't expect that. You know, like, I'm used to just hitting people. And so, you know, you adjust to players when you play them. So it's funny that now we're going to be playing together, or maybe playing together. Even like O'Brien, I'll be playing against. Like,
yeah.
It's just so funny because, you know, I studied them on film and, like, you know, how to break them down so I could play against them. And now I'm playing with them, so it's kind of crazy.
That's cool, yeah. You know, as a freshman, you were, like, unreal, just hopping right into college. What was your biggest adjustment from AAA to college, though?
I think it was definitely different, like, the speed and my size. Like, obviously, I'm like, average height. But I know if I want to play WCHA hockey, I need to be bigger and more physical, because as a forward, you can be so skilled. But as a defenseman, if you have skills, sometimes that it doesn't really help you, if that makes sense. You got to be smarter. You got to be tougher, especially playing against those players that are skilled, right? You got to take their hands away and stuff. So that was my biggest adjustment, is like, okay, how can I play a role in this league and be the best at it? How can I play a role in this league and get me to the next level? So it's like, okay, there's so many forwards that can score goals. There's so many forwards that are good at that. And I can score goals too, but now if I want to play against them and maybe make national team again one day, what am I supposed to do? So I had to be an elite defender. I had to be a good skater. I had to be stronger. So lots of hours in the gym, which sucked, but that's okay. And lots of hours, like, just working on my skating.
You know, it translates on from every level of the sport. Like, people have had to transition the way they play to get to where they want to be on every level. I mean, every NHL player we've talked to has said that, from Reed Lowe to who else. You know, it's just, they come up like, oh, you know, I'm scoring goals. And then to make it to the NHL or the PWHL, it's like, oh, I have to block shots. I have to lay hits, you know. Every second counts. So that's incredible. You know, the transition, the mental that you personally have to go through to do that is incredible. Josh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's, we're talking about the block shots. You are a block shot master. So it looks like you have the program record of 104 for St. Cloud, which that in itself is insane. And then the beating you probably took on your body of blocking shots all season long. What about blocking shots? Because it seems like that's your bread and butter. When did you think, like, this is going to be my thing and I'm going to block every shot? I know that's a defenseman's role, but, like, you took it to a whole other level.
I think, well, maybe my second year, we kind of spent more time in the D zone than we would like. So I got some more opportunities blocking shots, which sucked, but that's okay. It's part of the game. But I went through one pair of shin pads that season. They were so bad. I glued them. I taped them. Like, I need a new pair of shin pads. I think I went through three pairs that year. Oh, it was, yeah. Took a beating.
That sounds like beer league. Just, I gotta keep these. I gotta wait till next year to buy a new pair.
But what I thought is, like, my role on the team is to be defensive, and we're not getting the opportunity offensively. So how do I look good even on a team that's not getting those opportunities? Or I may not get as many points because we don't have as much offense. So I had to be like, okay, what's going to make me successful? What can I be successful at? And that's kind of what I kind of took into mind. And PK helped a lot. We'll say I played a lot of penalty kills.
Well, it clearly worked. You were recognized as one of the top defenders in the country that year. And I mean, I think it's just progressively, it's what is taking you to the next level. And then I think that's going to be a big factor for you in the PWHL, is making sure you keep using your body. And I think that's going to earn you a lot of love from the fans in New York for sure.
Well, I hope so, because I'm not an elite forward. I'm an elite defenseman. So,
hey, defensemen are the cornerstone of hockey team. It's, I know, true. Everyone wants the scoring, but you know, if you don't have some people on the back end that can keep the puck out of the net, it is not worth it at all.
Defense wins championships.
It is.
Well, I was going to ask what it's like to travel to these, like, big cities. Like, obviously, you weren't really accustomed to it growing up. I mean, even to visit a place like Ohio State or Wisconsin or Minnesota University, like, what was that like? Do you have any favorite places you've been? Let us know.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, when we first went to, like, Wisconsin, we're walking around campus, I'm like, this is huge. Like, this is massive. This is 10 times bigger than my town. So it was pretty cool to see that. And I think it was cool to go to, when we went to Ohio State, went and watched football. And I didn't realize how big college football was, but I'm like, this is crazy. Like, I was just so appreciative of how much, like, their alumni put in back into their programs and how much money goes put into, like, these universities. Like, it's a lot different than Canada. Obviously, it was a little bit of a culture shock. I'm not used to that many people. You guys might get a kick out of this one, but do you know those little things that drive around and they put food in them and then they deliver? So the first time I seen one of those was in Ohio, and I was like, what is that? Like, my teammate and I were like, what the heck is that? And she was European too, and they're like, oh yeah, like, they deliver food and stuff. And I was like, we've never seen one of those before. That's so cool. And we jumped in front of it, and it, like, started yelling at us.
That's crazy. Oh, I wouldn't even think about that. It's crazy to kind of think about. And Mike and I grew up in a bigger city, so I think we're just kind of accustomed to those things. But I think it's funny, even with my girlfriend who grew up in a smaller town, like, some of the things that you just don't think of that are just normal to us that people aren't used to. All right. Let's see. So you wore the C while you're in school. So what year did you end up being named the captain for St. Cloud?
So I was assistant captain my junior year, and then captain my last year with three other girls.
Okay.
We just kind of all worked together, and the coach kind of said, like, you guys are all kind of like a leader in your own way. So we had, like, Emma Gentry, she was just like a workhorse, and then same with me and Taylor, which she could speak more in the dressing room, and then same with Grace Wolf, she spoke more. So it was kind of like we all had our own roles, but, you know, like, I was a leader that didn't really talk much. I was more one-on-one talking, or I showed it through my work ethic and through the habits that I do. So that was kind of my role.
Yeah, I feel like that's a huge factor, and I think different players respond to different things. And I know you probably know, like, there's different personalities in every locker room. With the players you played with, who were some of your favorite players to play with? Who were you paired with on the back end?
I had a couple. I had Tatum Geyer. She was a senior and then super senior my sophomore year. And then I got paired with Taylor Larson. She was the most calmest person ever. And for me on the ice, I'm usually like always going, motor's always going, a little more crazy. But she kept me cool, so we were a good pair together. We're almost like a couple, you know, like I'm the crazy and she's the calm, kept us level. So we worked really well together, and she was a really good defenseman too. And I played with Siri, I can't say her last name, Yrjola. She's Finnish, but she's a very good player. Created some little more offense in our last year. Loved playing with her because she, you know, I learned so much from her and she learned so much from me. And she's just going to keep growing. So I'm excited to see her hopefully at the Olympics for the Finnish team.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. With your experience in college, what do you think? Like you had a great coaching staff while you were at St. Cloud. What kind of impact did they have on you and your game? Because I know, like you said, it's continued to evolve, and you knew you had to become more of a block shot defenseman. And what from this coaching staff do you think is going to help take you to this next level as you advance into the PWHL?
Wait, repeat the last part. I just like cut out a bit.
What would you take from like your coaching staff going into the league, like the PWHL? Like what factors do you think they instilled in you that's going to help you?
Well, definitely we had a couple coaches. I think the main ones were Janelle, Brian, and Mira, who is the head coach now. But obviously Brian instilled that like there is probably a million offensive defensemen that are trying to compete for a spot. But there's only like 10 defensive defensemen competing for a defensive spot. So it's easier for you to put into that role. Use your talents, which she said I was very athletic. Use your talents towards that and keep growing, keep building off that, because you can grow your offense too, no matter what. But if you play this role and you do it right every day, you can play hockey for a long time. So I'm like, yeah, well, I want to play hockey for a long time. So it kind of instilled those habits into me and doing all the little things right, like, you know, not overstick handling the puck. How many shots a net can you get? Putting it in the right spot for a player. So literally the basic things I worked on over and over again. So him instilling that the basic things are the most important. And Janelle just being, you know, her really believing in me. And, you know, she's always been a really good support. And mentally going through college, I was not this confident. I don't think I could have been able to talk to you guys actually like this. you know, mentally, they really helped me through and be more confident and being confident in the role that I play on a team, even if I'm not the top goal scorer and I don't get the credit that, you know, people give me. They only give it to the goal scorers, people that get the points, right? So believing that my role is important and I don't need, you know, the outside world to think that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
You've built a huge reputation for being adaptable and reliable based off that alone. Like, and that's helped you go so far, like being a team first player, you know, helping your team out, doing those little things is so important. And how important to you is, you know, leadership on the ice and off the ice? You said you were kind of co-captains. You all kind of did it differently, but how important is that to you?
Obviously, like, at the draft, they were, like, saying that, and I was like, oh, I wonder who told him that. And I was like, oh, of course, Brian probably told him that. But, yeah, I definitely do believe that, you know, after I won Nationals at SO Cup, my mindset changed. Instead of being like, I want to be the best player on the ice, it's like, I want my team to be the best team on the ice. So my drive changed. So, you know, working at practice, you know, I battle as hard as I can. Some girls come off the ice, they're like, oh, I hate battling with her. And I was like, no, you want to battle with me. Like, I want you to work as hard as you can because I want us to be the best team. So honestly, I think it was important to keep that chemistry and keep, you know, when everyone's happy at the rink, everyone works harder. So I really do believe that, like, we're a family and we are all puzzle pieces. Like, I look at Florida and how they won, like, the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row. Like, you know, they're a hardworking team, their hits, they did the little things right. They were defensively great. They were entering the zone great, like special teams was great. And that all comes from the locker room and, you know, talking to each other and like becoming a family.
I like how you talked about that, because everyone we've talked to that has played in the league and has progressed in the PWHL and in college hockey all have that similar mindset. And I think that's a testament to who you are. And I think that it's awesome, because I think our goal with this podcast and our goal with trying to get more women who are playing in hockey and to let younger girls and everyone know, like, there's a pathway to playing very competitive hockey, and you're a testament to it. You're showing the confidence you've grown over the years. It's just put the work in, and then everything falls into place. And everyone we've talked to, from the collegiate coaches and all that, are all have similar mindsets in that regard. And I think that it's just cool to see you progress and you keep going. And it's cool that the hockey mindset and the family mindset is such a huge factor in hockey. And I think that's why Mike and I love the sport so much, is because I think it's a great group of individuals with a good mindset, and you're grateful for where you come from. And that's the best part about it.
Well, thanks.
So what do you think about New York? It's obviously a complete 180 from what you grew up on. It is massive. It's the biggest city, you know. They were kind of struggling last year. Are you going to go in, kind of take a leadership role? Are you going to kind of try and build that family? What do you think?
I think, honestly, like, before you become a leader, you have to be a good follower. So obviously I'm going to be a good follower and try and learn off the older girls. And coming off the injury, I'm just going to try and focus on, you know, being positive. And, you know, if I'm positive, they're going to give me a good positive and might help my recovery and, you know, learn from them first. And I know it is, like, New York. and I'm freaking out about, like, where I'm living, how I'm going to get there. But, you know, all the girls are just like, yeah, we'll come pick you up. Like, don't worry about it. Like, so I think really, like, the team aspect of it is going to really help. And, you know, I already have a family right when I get there. So that will be the biggest part that will help me out.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, how does that transition process work for y'all? Like, once you're drafted, you sign your contract. Do you, like, basically live with a player, or do you, like, one of the senior players? Or, like, how does that work for you guys in, like, this transition process from going from college to home to prepping for the PWHL?
Well, it kind of sucks right now because we're kind of like it's a weird season because it starts so late. So,
yeah,
basically I'm training with, you know, the senior team here, which is, like, not usually what I do. But obviously, like, we have to find, like, a place, find a roommate. You can kind of pick who you want to live with. They can help you out with housing. You can find your own place. It's kind of, like, up to you. I'm living with Kelty, so I think that'll be a good, we're a good combo. we're both really funny and energetic, so I think that'll be a good combo for both of us. And being first years, I think, like, we'll bond over stuff. But obviously, like, it's a big transition going into camp. Some girls probably have it easier than I do. Even though I won't be skating the, like, whole camp, I have more medicals than them. I have to get cleared by the doctor, so that'll be a lot different. But I think the aspect of us, like, being at the rink every day will be the same. And, you know, already having people that are my friends or when I get the will be the same. So at least I have done this before once. I'm like, okay, I can do it again. So that makes it easier.
Yeah, you're joining a competitive roster in New York. Who, I know it's kind of a hard question, like, who are you most excited to play with? Like, because you have some big names on this team, and we're big Jincy Rose fans, and she's a good old Missouri native. So, you know, we're hometowners, so we always pull for those that came with us. Who are you looking forward to playing with? You have a great roster, a great coaching staff.
Obviously, Jincy Rose, you just mentioned her, but yeah, big fan of her. You know, sometimes I went to the draft and stuff, and I'm just like, see all these players. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to play against them. I'm like, Jincy Rose, like, mom, I'm going to see her in person. I'm like such a big fan. Like, what am I supposed to do? So I feel like I'm going to fangirl a little bit when I meet them, but same with Sarah Fillier, like, obviously a big fan of hers, love the way she skates. Same with all the other girls that I played against, like O'Brien and Webster, if I do get to play with her. Anyways, like, all those names, like, I played against them, I seen them on, like, on national teams, like, I'm kind of a fan of just everybody. Because yeah, I'm from such a small town, I'm just like, I feel like I'm not going on the team. I feel like I'm just like one of the fangirls. You know?
That's awesome.
You know, the game's growing so fast. Like, PWHL has the two new teams. They're talking about even four more next year, which is insane to think about. You know, how exciting is it for you to almost be like a pioneer for this league?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, when I was younger, all I thought about it was like, I'm going to make national team. That's all I want. That's what I'm going to do. And then when you get to college, you're like, okay, well, there's no league. Where do I keep developing? So I'm just so happy there's another place for us to play and like play professionally and not have to work like two jobs.
So, right. I mean,
it's pretty cool. And like, there's a big movement with women's like sports, and it's kind of nice to finally get the recognition that like, you know, we're good players too, and we should be able to keep playing as well.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think that's why we wanted to make such a big push this year and try to cover more PWHL, because in the podcasting world and in the hockey talk world, there's not enough people covering it. And that's why I really wanted to reach out to you and get you on here, because I think people need to realize this sport's growing, and it's growing fast, and there's so much opportunity for you guys. With that, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge going into the season? I know you're coming off an injury. Besides your recovery process, what is like your biggest challenge you think you're going to have this season?
I think definitely like a new start. Like, I, you know, it's always hard to start new and, you know, learn systems and learn how players play and have that confidence. I'm going to lose a lot of confidence with my injury. I'm going to lose a lot of confidence being a new player. So mentally, I know I'm a lot stronger than I was as a freshman, as an 18-year-old. But I'm going to have to be mentally tough. Like, it's the game of hockey is all mental, I really think. And that's one thing I have worked on all 4 years of my college career. Like, sure, I was a good player, but I think I became an even better player my last year just because I mentally was, I was there. And so I think that's going to be the struggle, to try and be mentally there all the time.
Yeah.
Josh, I don't know if I have any other questions.
All right, I end with a fun one we always ask. Like, we either ask, if you're from St. Louis, what's your favorite place to eat? But like, what is your go-to pregame meal? That we always end with some silly question. So what is your pregame meal of choice?
I would say I like chickpea noodles with some cheese, and then chicken, and then some vegetables. That's my go-to.
That's
pretty good.
That's a good one. Also, I have not gotten the chickpea noodles from anyone so far. So you are the claim to fame on the chickpea noodles so far. That's awesome.
I can't have a lot of gluten, so that's why.
Okay. The struggle. Yeah. No, that's we were so happy that you're willing to come on, and thank you so much. And then lastly, if you could give a little bit of advice to a young girl playing hockey, or anyone playing hockey, what would you tell them?
But it seems so corny, but just don't give up. Like, you want to give up, but just keep going. If you slow down, that's okay. If you speed up, that's okay. Just keep going and don't give up, because if you stop, then you're stopped. But if you just continually keep going, you're going to get better and better, even if it's a little bit.
No, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we're excited to see this next season for you, and we're really pulling for you. And you know, you'll have some fans here. You know, we joked we're Boston Fleet fans and we're New York Sirens fans right now. So we're waiting to see where we're going to go. No, but we're really excited for you, and it's going to be a good camp and speedy recovery. And it's going to be a good year for you, we hope.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I know probably going into camp with two ACLs would be better than one. So,
well, you know, it. You just
That's
had to.
Hockey.
It's hockey. You never know how it's going to go, but. All right,
fans. I appreciate it.
Of course, yeah. Thank you so much. And as always, thanks to everyone that tunes in to the 5 Minute Major, guys. And we'll have more coverage coming soon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome here to the 5 Minute Major podcast of STL, presented by Across the Board. Yes, that's right. We are now partnered with Across the Board Handcrafted Unique Entertainment, which is a one-of-a-kind St. Louis-based company that creates some of the best games in the country. They have games ranging from horse racing to NASCAR, baseball to hockey, across the board provides quality entertainment for all ages. Here's one of their penny hockey games that we were able to partner with them on. So it has our logo, which is super cool. You can play this game at home. You can display it in your man cave. There's so many different potentials that you can do with these games. But you should check them out, guys.
We couldn't be happier to have Kim McDaniel and her company on as a sponsor or partner. Her and her husband started this company from their garage 17 years ago, and it's blossomed into something so cool and amazing. You will learn lots more about them, so please stay tuned and make sure to check their links in the description below to know more about the McDaniel story and across the board.